Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, Oscar-nominated actor Mr. Liam Neeson. Welcome to the show. How are you, Liam?
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And thank you for taking the time to talk. Congratulations on the new movie, In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Great title. A period piece from 70s Ireland, huh?
Set in the 70s, yeah. We didn't make it in the 70s.
Set in the 70s, yes. What's the premise?
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to read this to you. This is better than me hemming and hawing.
Fair enough.
Okay, I'll do it with some drama. Ireland, 1970s. Eager to leave his dark past behind, Finbar Murphy leads a quiet life in the remote coastal town of Glencolumbkill. That's up in Donegal, in the northwest of Ireland. Far from the political violence that grips the rest of the country, but when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, led by a ruthless woman,
ooh,
played by Kerry Condon, Finbar is drawn into an increasingly vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors.
That is a good tease right there. I want to watch this movie. And I hear it has a bit of a Western feel to it.
Yes. Yes, it does. It has a Western vibe to it. Yes, it does.
I love that. I love that that genre there. You carry a shotgun, I heard, throughout the film.
I carry a shotgun, yeah.
You get shot in real life, Liam?
Have I shot in real life? At targets, yeah.
Well, yes, I have. Certainly hope so.
the occasional rabid raccoon. Upstate New York, I have to admit. When the kids were small, I had occasion to shoot some rabid raccoons.
Right.
Which I did not enjoy doing, but it had to be done, you know.
Has to be done, you know. It's good eating, too, by the way. I've eaten both.
Oh, please. Seriously, raccoon. Are you eating
not raccoon, rabbit, I should say. Raccoon I haven't tried, but I don't want to knock it because it might be good. I don't know. But rabbit I have, and rabbit's delicious.
Rabbit is delicious. I would agree with you there. Yeah.
Fair enough. Congratulations on that film. And later on this year, you start shooting a new Naked Gun movie, which I'm very excited about because I was a fan of the originals. Is this just a straight-up comedy?
Straight-up comedy, yes. We start, I think, in May. Yes, Paramount are rebooting the Naked Gun franchise. They've offered the part to me. The wonderful Leslie Nielsen played in the 80s. So I'll give it a shot. I'm a bit nervous, I must admit, because I've done a couple of funny sketches in the past, on TV, but to carry a film for 95, 100 minutes, I've never done before with a comedy genre. So they're assembling really good actors and actresses who do have funny chops. And there'll be lots of visual gags happening behind the characters' backs.
Yeah. I can totally see this. I think it's great casting with your voice and your straight deadpan delivery and all the hijinks happening. I think it's going to be very funny. It's the 25th anniversary of Star Wars Episode One. What do you remember about that time? And
everybody keeps telling me just, 30 years of Schindler's List, 30 years of Nell. Now you're telling me 25 years of The Phantom Menace. My gosh, you're making me feel really old.
I remember waiting in line to see that. During that time, were you reluctant at all? Or were you a Star Wars fan? Were you just, I'm jumping right in?
No, I do remember I was in the theater in Belfast 1976 when the first one came out with Harrison and all those lovely actors. And the cinema in the Ormore Road in Belfast, you could hear armored cars, Saracens going up and down the road. But the cinema was packed to see this rather strange Star Wars Episode 4, I think it was the first one.
Episode 4, yes. A New Hope.
The cinema was packed with all ages, kids, women, old age pensioners. It was packed and everybody enjoyed it. I'll never forget it. It was really something else.
I bet. Well, yeah, it changed cinema forever. And is this true, Liam, you turned down roles of James Bond and Lincoln back in the day?
No, I did not turn down James Bond. They were interested in me for a while, but they were interested in every British actor at the time. I was not offered it, and I did not turn it down. Lincoln, I was attached to at one stage, many, many years ago. Stephen brought on Tony Kushner, the brilliant writer, and he took the script in another direction, and he cast it right. Dan Day-Lewis was genius casting, and he was brilliant, and it was a terrific movie. So,
yeah, I was like hearing those sorts of stories. There, we talked briefly before we started to get on air about you being a boxer growing up, which I love. And I often think there's a lot of parallels as far as with the arts as well. You're alone, vulnerable, having to figure out stuff by yourself. And are you still a fan of the sport? And would you attribute a lot of that? Were you fighting and then you fell into acting, or did you always want to get into the arts?
Well, just that's a very good description of a boxer and the arts and acting. Plus the fact you're doing it in short pants.
Yeah, practically naked.
which I hated. I never liked my legs as a kid, and I was always conscious of showing my legs as I was boxing. So I had taken that on board as well as trying to figure out an opponent's next moves. But yeah, I did it as an amateur. I started when I was 9. I think I had my last fight when I was 17.
Well, that's a good run.
It was a good run, and I loved it. I still do. I try and follow it. I love watching a good fight. My gosh, I'm trying to think the last time I enjoyed a really good boxing match.
Some good fighters come out of Ireland. Tough.
There's a couple, yeah. There's a couple.
Then, of course, in MMA, we've got Conor McGregor that's going to make his acting debut in Roadhouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard he's really good at it, too.
Yeah, if he shows up on time,
right?
He's not a very good timekeeper, Conor.
Yes. Apparently, he made it to the zoo.
No, good. That'll be great.
No, that's very cool. Very cool. So wait, so then you got into acting just later on by design or by accident?
School plays.
Got it.
And had a wonderful English teacher, Jerry McKeown, who recently passed away. And he started a little amateur dramatic company in my hometown. So I joined that and we did more plays. And
one thing led to another.
Yeah, one thing led to another. I went to a teacher training school in the north of England, just spent most of my time in the drama studio.
Yeah.
Eventually I got paid for it and ended up at the Lyric Theatre, wonderful theatre in Belfast.
And then here we are now.
Yeah, here we are now. I can't believe it.
I love it. Well, I've always been a big fan, and I appreciate you taking the time. In the Land of Saints and Sinners is hitting theaters on Friday. Be sure to check it out. Liam, thanks so much for hanging out, taking the time.
Thanks, Mario. Appreciate it.
Nice seeing you.
Bye. On with Mario Lopez.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.